the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
And good evening and welcome to Easton, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school hoops here this evening on CARE Radio. Is it early? Maybe a little bit, but it's never too early for basketball this year in the NEKL. It will be Pleasant Ridge playing host to Valley Falls. Hello again, everybody, with Neil. He's back in the studio tonight, doing the work, producing, engineering, making all the things happen, and coiling wires and pressing flashing buttons. I don't know. I don't even know what he does, but it's great. And Neil, we thank you for that. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and as the public address announcers introducing the starters for the ladies' game, the first of our doubleheader, to the crowd here, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for the visitors from Valley Falls, they're going to be starting a senior, a junior, and three sophomores. Your senior is going to be Michaela Yates. It'll be junior Lillian Darvo, and the sophomores Emma Montgomery, Lauren Brown, and Sierra Steinlich. For Pleasant Ridge, and under head coach Laurie Gann, they come into the game starting two seniors, two sophomores, and a freshman. The seniors will be Gabby Watkins and Avi Nooch. Sophomores Ava Potter and Mia Ernzen, and a freshman, Bella Major. These two teams met earlier this season, as you might well have suspected, and back on the 17th of December, gosh, like 6 weeks ago they met, and that was back in Valley Falls, and in this ladies' game, it was Valley Falls winning it 31-26. A very closely contested game, should be a good one here again tonight. Valley Falls missing a couple of players tonight, and so they're making some adjustments to the lineup, and head coach Jordan Hale's going to scramble things around a little bit. We'll see how it pans out, and as the ball goes up the tip of the way, it's going to be controlled down by Valley Falls, and we are underway. Dragons with the basketball. They'll cut to the free throw line, bring it back out of top. It's going to be Steinlich. She'll bring the height to the team for Valley Falls. She's probably 6 foot or maybe even 6'1", very tall, and of course has that hair stacked up on top of her head, which makes even a small player look tall. They love doing that. Half a minute in, and Valley just working the perimeter. Yates brings it back out of top to Steinlich. Now over to the left side. That's going to be Emma Montgomery. The feet underneath to Steinlich. Couldn't get a handle on it. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll be Pleasant Ridge basketball, or first possession. Valley Falls did not get a look at the rim. 7:22 to go here in the opening quarter. Pleasant Ridge walks the ball up the floor. Friday night we saw this Pleasant Ridge team down in Winchester, and they came away with a 36-18 win at JCN, and so they're looking to build on that bit of momentum. Here's a feed over to the left side. It's going to be Bella Major with it. The freshman dribbles it out toward the top, dumps it over to Ava Potter. Back out on top, it'll come to Major. Over to the left side to Yates. A minute into the contest. We haven't had a shot taken by either team yet. Back out on top, it's going to be Watkins as they work the perimeter. Feed now into the right block. Back it away. Fadeaway shot is up. Rolls, and it goes in. And Ridge, off the shot by Mia Ernzen, breaks out on top, 2-0. 6:40 to go here in the opening quarter. Back up court with the basketball. Valley Phones and Lauren Brown will take it over to the left side. Brings it off on top. Montgomery passing up a largely uncontested perimeter shot. Instead is going to dish it over to the right wing. Player defense being utilized by Pleasant Ridge right now. Now the drive to the baseline and the runner. That was a great shot, but it just didn't go in. And the rebound back down to Ridge. Mia Ernzen comes up with it. The outlet pass quickly into the forecourt down the right side to Major. She gets tangled up and is able to save the ball. Brings it back topside to Gabby Watkins. Gabby was our Bank of Atchison player of the game Friday night as she had a dozen points on 4-3. Now the ball is going to be knocked free and stolen away. Coming up with it is Montgomery. She drives down 1-on-4, shoots and can't draw the foul. Can't hit the bucket, but got poked in the eye. Covering up her eye a little bit as they come up the floor down the other way. Valley Falls on the fast break, or rather, Rams on the fast break. Deep into the right corner with the ball. They're going to go to Ava Potter. Back out on top now to Gabby. She'll launch a three. That one will not go. And an offensive rebound. Saved underneath. The dish to the right block. The shot is up. No, but a foul and free throw's coming. Our official's going to stroll over to the scorer's table and give us the word. The foul is going to be on Emma Montgomery. It'll be her first foul. First foul of the ball game by either team, and coming to the line is Ava Potter. Ava's free throw. Hits the back, kicks away. No good. She's got one more shot coming up here. 5:35 to go in the opening quarter. It is 2-0. Pleasant Ridge with the early lead. One more shot on its way, and nice. It's a 3-0 Pleasant Ridge. Valley Falls in the traveling black uniforms with gold and white. Rams in the home whites with gold and navy. Valley with the ball way up top side. They're having a hard time getting a good look. Their defense doing a nice job. Here's a baseline three. He rims out. Nope. Rebound tipped out. It's on the floor. Players all over the ground. Jump for the basketball. Possession arrow. It's going to go back to the Lady Rams. So with a 3-0 lead, Pleasant Ridge is going to be putting in play from deep in the backcourt. We're about 3 minutes now into the opening quarter. Gabby Watkins will cross into the forecourt at the center. Swings it over to the left side to Ernzen. Back it'll go. Watkins. Ernzen again. They stay on the left side. Overloaded there. Shot is up. Hits the side of the backcourt. It caroms away. Rebounding it down. Valley Falls to push in the backcourt. There's going to be a foul. Gabby tried to get the ball back and got there a little bit late. Instead of reaching for the ball, she ends up colliding into the shoulder of Emma Montgomery, committing the foul, and it'll be Valley Falls basketball. Up floor, Michaela Yates. Yates will dish it to the left side. Lauren Brown cuts to the free throw line, looks in the middle, no room there. Over to Darvo. Darvo drives inside against two defenders. Shot is up and good, and that was a hard shot. Nicely done by Lillian Darvo, and she's got Valley's first points. It is a one-point game. 4:27 to go in an opening quarter. 3-2, Pleasant Ridge. Ridge holding the ball up above the three-point line. Back out of top. Gabby thought about the three, then doesn't. Hauls it back down, drives in, and we're going to have some contact as Watkins goes to the floor and a foul on Pleasant Ridge. Or on foul on Sierra Steinlicht for Valley Falls. Steinlicht will commit her first foul. It'll be team foul two by Valley. Gabby at the free throw line. Looking for her first point of the game, and will get it. It is now 4-2. One more shot coming up here. The senior sends it up and in. Her first 2 points this evening. 5-2. Pleasant Ridge in front. Out on top with the basketball. Here comes Valley Falls, and Michaela Yates will bring it over to the right side. Dump it over to Lauren Brown. Back out topside they go. Yates will have it on the left side. She's being guarded very closely by Nooch. They'll kick it off on top. Darvo not interested in the long shot again. Brings it back over to Montgomery. She'll try to go back door, and the ball going to be batted away and stolen. Here come the Rams. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Watkins over to the left side. Over to Major. Back on top to Watkins. She's right between the circles. In fact, maybe a little closer to the center circle. Then to the top of the key. Now the feed to the left side, and the ball just escapes, gets away, goes out of bounds, and are they going to give this back to the Rams? They are. Wow, that was, the official says it bounced off one of the players' side. Rams are going to have it back into their offensive end. They bring it into Ernzen, has the shot rejected, but there's an offensive foul in the middle. Batted away again. It's going to be saved down. Rams coming up with the basketball. Driving all the way down, coast to coast. Running shot is up and in. Count that bucket for Darbo, and she has all of the Valley Falls points. It is 5-4 Rams. We're down to 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. Nice crowd for as early as it is. An early start here. Feed underneath. The shot is up. We've got a block. We've got a foul. The whistle is going to be on. I suspect Steinlich. And if so, Sierra's in trouble early, and it is. It'll be her second foul with still just over 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Mia Ernzen coming to the line for Pleasant Ridge. Ridge has had a lot of free throws already. This one, perfect. A trio of substitutions coming in now. Into the game comes Maddie Heim, Riley Cox, and Emma Murphy for Pleasant Ridge. One more free throw coming up for Ernzen. Got them both. She's got four, and it is now a 7-4 lead for Pleasant Ridge. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Again, we get it down. Here's a reach-in foul. It's going to be Maddie Heim. She was in the game for literally 8 seconds before picking up her first foul. Got an early start. The JV only had enough players to be able to play a two-quarter JV girls game. And, of course, JV boys here played across the parking lot here at the middle school gym. So with that very abbreviated first game, we got a very early start here for the girls' varsity. And the guys' varsity, of course, coming up right after this. And you'll hear it here on Kid Raider. Here's a three-point shot launched and won't go in for Valley Falls. Rebounding it back down. Pleasant Ridge. They lead by three. Have the basketball. 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. 3-point shot set sail. Very short. Offensive board pushed back up and in. More points for Mia Ernst, and she's having a huge opening quarter. We've got a Valley Falls timeout. Taking a break with the Lady Dragons here at 2:25 to go in the first. It is Pleasant Ridge 9, Valley Falls 4.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Coming out of the timeout, it is Valley Falls basketball. And Brown drives and puts up a good-looking shot that didn't go in, but that was a great play just to come down court, challenge the defense, split right through the middle of them, and had what looked to be a pretty good easy layup that just didn't fall. But that's a play we're going to see more of. Now the ball is going to be knocked away, and we're going to have a foul on the other side. It is going to be on Valley Falls. We have a foul on Valley Falls, and Renee Myers, who has just come into the game, has just picked up her first foul, and now the shot is going to be up and good. Minute 55 to go in the opening quarter. It is now 11-4, Pleasant Ridge. Minute 45 to go, first quarter. Here's a baseline three. Yates up. It won't go down, and the long rebound will be allowed to carry him out of play, and it will come back in again to the Rams. Pleasant Ridge will go into the bench yet further, bringing Katie Heim into the game. So this will be the ninth player that Pleasant Ridge has utilized here in the very opening quarter. Minute and a half to go in the first. The drive all the way to the baseline. The defense kind of stepped back. Shot goes up and misses, and a rebound pulled down by Valley Falls. Myers coming up with the rebound, and up the floor of the basketball down the left side is going to be Lauren Brown. Minute 20 to go in the first quarter. 11-4 Valley out in front. Now the drive left side, Michaela Yates goes up for the shot, draws the foul, coming to the line for two. I think the foul is on Katie. It is. Katie Heim, her first foul. And for Pleasant Ridge, that'll be team foul three. Valley Falls has committed four team fouls, two of which belong to Sierra Steinlich, who's out of the game because of that. Yates eyes up the free throw and launches it in. First point of the evening for Michaela Yates. One more shot coming up here for the senior. The officials pull the ball down and have a brief convo. And Michaela taking a bit of time, eyes it, and knocks it down. So Yates will get them both, and it is a 11-6 lead. The drive down to the other end, the shot is up missing, and on the rebound, we've got over the back. For Pleasant Ridge, it is Ava Potter going up and over the back for her first foul of the game. Gabby Watkins is going to check right back into the contest. Maddie Heim comes out with a minute 10 to go in the opening quarter. It's 11-6. Ridge with the lead, Valley with the basketball. Couple of teams here in the NEKL. How about this? Valley Falls coming into the game 6-7 in the conference. Pleasant Ridge comes into the ball game 6-7 in the conference. And now being tripped, falling to the floor. No foul and a turnover by Lillian. Here's a shot from the left side. Gabby Watkins, no. Offensive rebound pulled on by Mia, no. Rebound on the other end. Take it down and saved by Valley Falls. Well done down there by Yates. And up court with the basketball. Here comes Valley. Yates will drive coast to coast, goes in and lays it up, and Michaela Yates just attacked the bucket. And it's now 11-8, back to a one-possession game with a half a minute to go in the first quarter. Rams with the lead and with the basketball, but Valley Falls has got a little momentum here in the late going of the first. The ball dished over to the left side for Pleasant Ridge. That is going to be Katie Heim with it. Now the shot from in the middle is going to be up and good, and two more for Mia Ernston. Huge opening quarter. It is now 13-8. 11 seconds ago in the first. The pass out on top over to the right side. They're down to 7. Valley's got to be very aware of the time. Out on top. Here's a 3. Up and good from deep on the left side. And that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. That 3-point shot, by the way, off the hand of Peyton Lockhart. We're going to take a break after 1 here in Easton, Kansas. It is the Pleasant Ridge Lady Rams 13, Valley Falls 11.
Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Good to have you back with us here in Easton as we're getting set to go to the second quarter. 13-11 Pleasant Ridge ladies in front. I mentioned the two teams coming into the game today at 6-7, both of them in the conference, 6-7. Valley Falls is 7-10 overall. Pleasant Ridge is 8-9 overall. So these two teams are alike in many, many regards. Last Friday, we mentioned earlier, it was a Pleasant Ridge win over JCN, a game you heard here on K-Radio. And for the Valley Falls girls, it was a loss at Jackson Heights. So we're underway here in the second quarter. Shot is up underneath, and it won't go in for Valley Falls. The shot for the tie wouldn't fall for Lauren Brown. Back up with it will come Gabby Watkins, and here's Pleasant Ridge with the ball. Half a minute into the second quarter. Watkins will feed. Down low gets it to Ava. Potter back over to the right side. The shot is up. Doesn't go. Whistle and a foul, and more free throws coming up here for Ridge. See who we have this foul on. It is going to be on Michaela Yates. It'll be her first foul of the evening. And coming to the line for Pleasant Ridge, Katie Heim. Katie looking for her first point of the game, and first one won't quite go in. She's going to get one more look at it here. Lots of games going on around the area tonight. You're going to have Royal Valley at Hiawatha, Jeff West at Nemaha Central, Perry LeCompton's at Sabetha. Second free throw here is good, making it 14-11. In this conference, the NEKL, you're going to have Horton at Atchison County. JCN is at Jackson Heights tonight. McClough at Oskaloosa. Just a few of the games going on around the care listening area. Happy to have you with us here. High school basketball, Valley Falls putting it in play. Up the court they come. 7-11 to go in the first half. It is a 14-11 Pleasant Ridge lead. pass over to the left side. Handled out there by Valley Falls. That's going to be Lockhart with it. Comes back out on top. Montgomery looks into the middle. Rams stay with the player defense. And Valley slowed it down a little bit to getting a little more methodical and a little more patient, letting the crossing patterns work, seeing if it gets any screens to open someone up. That's basically what they're doing. They're running circles. And here's a shot from the top. It's a three. Hits the back of the rim with a very long rebound. It's going to be pulled down by Mia Ernston, and the Rams come up with the loose basketball. Here comes Gabby Watkins. Watkins will dump it over to the left side, way out on the wing to Bella Major. Major out on top to Gabby. She thought about the three, then does it. Kicks it back over to the right side to Nooch. Avi dumps it into the corner to Gabby. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Now feed underneath. Earns it. Runs, shoots, missed it. Rebounding it down. Valley Falls, and Emma Montgomery clears it away. She'll come down with the basketball and bring it up the floor herself. 6:15 to go in the half. It is a 3-point Pleasant Ridge lead here in Easton. The dish to the left corner, Yates has it, looks in at the baseline, has a size mismatch. She's got a very tall player in Bella Major guarding her. We'll see if the senior, though, is able to be crafty against that freshman defender. The ball over to the left edge, and again, Valley really patient. Oh, here's a long three, and good! From way outside, my goodness, Emma Montgomery ties the game at 14. 5:40 to go in the opening half. Back up with it will come the Lady Rams. They'll go over to the left side to Potter. Kicks it right, earns in, goes in. Has the ball stripped out of her hands and stolen. Knocked away by Lauren Brown. Picked up by Michaela. And Yates couldn't get the fast break to work, so she'll slow it up and they'll reset the offense. Now, knifing into the lane. Beautiful move. The shot is up and good. Darvo with two, and Valley Falls has their first look of the game, and we've got a Pleasant Ridge timeout. To go in the opening half. It's now Valley 16, Pleasant Ridge 14.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Happy to have you back with us here in Easton, Kansas. Timeout taken by Pleasant Ridge, who's led throughout the game until that last trip down court. And for the first time tonight, Valley Falls is in front. Now driving in. Rich, shot is up. It's going to be a little bit short. Ernston coming down with a rebound. It won't go in, and she gets fouled from behind. And let's see against whom this one is going to be called. The whistle is on Emma Montgomery, and now she will have two. So two Valley Falls players with two fouls each. And Mia Ernston, who's been the offensive star here tonight, she's got 8 already, and her first free throw here kicks off the side. One more shot coming up. 16-14, Valley in front with 5:01 to play in the first half. Another hard look at it here. Mia sends it up and rattles in. 9 points for Mia earns it. 16-15. So Valley Falls has the lead of 1 and the basketball, and they'll take it down. They're going from left to right, by the way. Feet over the left side to Yates. She goes in, dishes back, and we've got a foul. Was it on the drive, or was it a foul in the corner? Well, it's going to be on Kelsey's. I didn't even see her slip into the game, and now she's coming right back out. Kelsey Coe for Pleasant Ridge picks up that foul. It will be Valley Falls basketball, 4:44 to go in the opening half. Baseline left, the three off the rim, and a rebound underneath, pulled down by the Lady Rams. Emma Murphy comes down with the board. Back up court with the basketball, you've got Bella Major. Over to the left side, it's going to go, and it's in the hands of Gabby. Watkins has it, comes to the top, she'll go three, gets it. Gabby Watkins has 5. That is her first 3 of the game. And back up by 2 goes Pleasant Ridge. It is now 18-16. 4:10 to go. First half. Pass comes over to the right side. Here's Valley. They look inside, get a cutter on the floor once. dumping back outside. The three is set sail, short, and a rebound picked up off the floor by Murphy. Giving it back to Pleasant Ridge. Ridge coming up the floor with it. Murphy's come in and got a couple nice boards and some very short playing time. Emma is a sophomore here for the Lady Rams. 3:47 to go and a half. Here's Gabby. Another three, and it's good again. Gabby Watkins has found the range in the second quarter. Back-to-back three-point shots, and it is now 21-16. After having been down a couple of points a moment ago, back up by five goes Pleasant Ridge. 3:20 to play in the opening half. Probably with the basketball out on top, it's going to be Michaela Yates. She'll drive down to the baseline left, follows a teammate up the court, and now reaching in, the ball is going to be tied up, jump ball, possession arrow. Back it comes to the Rams. Into the line of four. Valley Falls will come Renee Myers. So Renee will come in, and Michaela will get a little bit of a breather. 3:15 and rolling along here toward intermission. 21-16, Pleasant Ridge. Rams will walk it across midcourt, slow it down out on top. Riley Cox with it, slides over to the right side, keeps the dribble alive, now holds it, feeds in the middle, gets it there to Ernston. Here has the ball taken away from behind. Now Cox will go for three. Rebound underneath, saved down, and we're going to have a foul off the inside the right block. And Pleasant Ridge coming to the free throw line, and Gabby Watkins looking to add to her offensive total already tonight. Gabby has 8 points. She's 2 of 2 at the line. Stepping up here for a couple more. First free throw, very short. That was the 11th free throw of the first half for Pleasant Ridge. Valley Falls has shot two. Gates is right back into the game for Valley. One more shot coming here for Gabby Watkins. This will be the 12th free throw of the half. Up. Nope. Missed them both. Rebounding it down. Valley Falls, and Lauren Brown will clear it down. Here comes Lauren up the floor with it. Dumps it over to the left side to Darvo. And as they get into the forecourt, Coach Hale says, let's talk about this. We're going to take a timeout. Taking a break with the Lady Dragons. Down to 2:48 to go. Opening half of the ladies game. The first of our Hoops doubleheader tonight. Your score, Pleasant Ridge 21, Valley Falls 16.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum.
Minutes and 48 seconds remain here in the first half of the ladies' game. It started a little after 5, you know, maybe a quarter or so after 5, so the guys' game is probably going to get underway, you know, what, 6:40, 45, maybe something like that. So stay tuned for both halves of our high school basketball doubleheader tomorrow. Kind of a big day, kind of a sad day. Kind of an exciting day. The Benedictine Ravens will be at home tomorrow here on KIT Radio. The final regular season home game of the year. Can you believe we've gotten to this part of the season already? BC is at home. And now the ball's going to be knocked away, and it is going to be lost out of bounds into the near side right by the scorer's table and will belong to Pleasant Ridge. Ravens are going to be hosting Missouri Valley tomorrow evening. Ladies at 5:30, the guys at about 7:30. And then the final regular season game of the year for Benedictine will be Saturday, as we will be with them in Parkville, Missouri, Park University. So stay tuned for that. Then here comes the postseason. Rams with the basketball, and before a shot is taken, we get a foul call from the far side, and the official already coming up saying, is it 1-1? So the blocking foul is going to be on, I think he said, 4. It will be a foul on Lillian, her first foul, team foul 8 for Valley Falls, and again at the free throw line, Gabby. She missed her last two after hitting her first two. That one is up and in. And with that, Gabby Watkins will earn the bonus. Ernston will check out for a little bit. Second free throw. Got it. So Gabby Watkins, double figure scoring now. And it is 23-16. Valley Falls has not scored in almost 4 minutes. Here's a feed down to the baseline, and they're going to change it with that shot. The bucket good by Lillian Darvo. She's got 8. 23-18, and we've got 2 minutes to go in the opening half. Gabby Watkins, bounce pass to the free throw line, gets it into the hands of Ava Potter. Ava, we're back to the rim. Up it comes. Watkins looking in, skip pass over to the left edge to Avi. Nooch. Nooch will cut into the lane. Skips it back out on top. Into the hands of Watkins. There it goes through. Gabby Watkins. This Pleasant Ridge team. Feed over to the right side. Emma Murphy. Finds nothing in the middle. Comes back out. Watkins. She'll launch 3 off the window and gets it. How about that? Gabby hitting everything in the second quarter. It is now 26-18. Pleasant Ridge. And we've got a minute 20 to go in the first half. 11 points in the quarter, 3 threes and a couple free throws for Gabby Watkins. Kind of game she had Friday, except it was the third quarter that saw her explode offensively. Here's a driving layup for Valley Falls, good by Renee Myers. 26-20. 1 minute to go in the half. Valley will dump it to the left side of the free throw line, swinging it side to side. It'll come back off on top. Looking in. Oh, beautiful give and go, and the driving shot is up and good, Ava Potter. That was a well-designed and well-executed play. 5 seconds left in the half, down 28-20. The feed to the right block. Michaela Yates tries to cross over, and let's say she steps on the baseline. Valley Falls is going to turn it back over. Pleasant Ridge looks to take a double-digit lead into the locker room. Little left-hand dribble, and Gabby Watkins brings it up the floor, dumps it over to the right side to Riley. Cox swings it to the left edge, into the hands there of Avi Nooch. Nooch brings it back over to the right. Gabby goes 3 again. That one's off the rim. No. We better go down. Valley Falls and Sierra Steinlich. Steinlich gets it up the Yates. Over to the right side it comes. Driving into the middle is going to be Darvo. They'll swing it around to the left side to Myers. Renee hit a 3 a moment ago, but the defense quickly jumps up in front of her. 2 seconds. 1 second. They're going to get a shot off in time. They are not. They do not have awareness of the clock, and we've come to intermission. It's halftime in Easton, and we'll be back to summarize it for you at the break. It's Pleasant Ridge 28, Valley Falls 20.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Good to have you back with us here. The guys' teams are out of the court warming up. The boys' game should be a fantastic one. We'll be talking about that, previewing that as the start for it draws nearer. But right now, our focus on the ladies' game. It's an 8-point lead for Pleasant Ridge here at home as they're headed to the locker room. And a quick recap of the first half scoring. For Valley Falls, it was an 8-point half for Lillian Darvo to pace the way. Michaela Yates for Peyton Lockhart and Emma Montgomery with 3 apiece and 2 for Renee Myers for Pleasant Ridge. Wow. Gabby Watkins, 13, and Mia Ernst, 9, lead the way. part of the difference, not all of it, but a big part of it, almost free throw line where Valley Falls did a great job. They were 2-of-2 at the free throw line. Well, they went 2-of-2. Pleasant Ridge went 9-of-14 at the free throw line in the first half. Also, from the Pleasant Ridge, 3 3-point shots, all of them by Gabby Watkins. From Valley Falls, a 3 by Baker and 3 for Emma Montgomery. That said, time to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back with the second half of the ladies' game and the guys' game coming up now at the end of that. So, lots of basketball coming your way. Halftime score here in Easton. It's the Pleasant Ridge Lady Rams 28, Valley Falls 20. We're going to kick it back to Neil in the Care Sports Studio. He's got halftime lined up for you.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Since 1972, Acheson Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Acheson Construction, a company you know and trust.
Well, good evening. Neil Weiland with you here at the KAIR Studios, where your halftime score is Pleasant Ridge 28, Valley Falls 20. As Tom Counts has the call there in Easton, and boy, very exciting first half. Looking forward to the second half. We'll send it back out to Tom in about 6 minutes or so, and of course, the guys' game to follow. Let's take a look at the Northeast Kansas League and the matchups this evening. Quite a few doubleheaders out there as we wrap up the season. Gosh, only a couple weeks more left in the season. Okay, here we go. ACCHS is hosting Horton. Jeff County North traveling to Jackson Heights this evening. McClouth is at Oskaloosa. The Oskaloosa girls searching for their first victory on the season. And in the game you're listening to, Pleasant Ridge is hosting Valley Falls. And again, your halftime score, 28-20. Pleasant Ridge is leading things. Acheson High this evening. Well, the Acheson High girls are hosting Casey Schlegel. That went to tip off, oh, probably in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, the Acheson High boys, they are on the road at Schlegel. So that's the breakdown there. Twin Valley League games this evening. Troy on the road at Axtell. Donovan West is hosting Wetmore this evening. And there you go. That's a look at area teams in the Twin Valley League. Big 7 League, Holton at Riverside this evening. Royal Valley is at Hiawatha. Tom mentioned that. Jeff West traveling to Seneca to take on Nemaha Central. And Sabetha is hosting Perry LeCompton. Let's look at games of interest going on this evening in Care Country. Of course, as the games wrap up late tonight, make sure you check in with MSCSports.net for the very latest. The results, also great Athlete of the Week articles online at MSCSports.net. Make sure you keep that a part of your regular routine as you keep up with local sports. 5:56, let's get a look at that weather.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind advisory continues until noon tomorrow. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. Cloudy tonight with a low of 49. Winds out of the south, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers, 65. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And we certainly thank you for listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Acheson, on this Tuesday evening. We're at 5:57. We have temperatures cooling back just a little bit. Still pretty darn mild out there, upper 50s and low 60s. We topped out in the mid to upper 60s region-wide. How about 61s in both Horton and Acheson? St. Joe, you're at 60 degrees, 59 in Oskaloosa, and 61 in Leavenworth.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. and investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
And welcome to your halftime here on KAIR. We'll send it back out to Tom Counts and Easton for second half coverage as Pleasant Ridge leads it 28-20 over Valley Falls here in the girls game with the boys game to follow. Tell you what, let's take a look at the Care Sports schedule as we wind down the high school basketball season and even Benedictine College. You may have heard Tom mention just a few minutes ago how BC has their final home doubleheader. It's tomorrow evening, so if you've been waiting, do not wait any longer. Ravens are hosting Missouri Valley tomorrow. The women tip off at 5:30. That'll be followed by the men. Very emotional night up there at the Nolan. Okay, so that's tomorrow evening. Looking ahead to Friday evening, high school basketball here on Care Radio. The matchup will be Marhill Mount Academy as they are hosting Horton. Again, that's your matchup for Friday. The girls tip off at 6 o'clock, and that will be followed by the boys right around 8 o'clock. It is 6 o'clock here. Sorry for that that ad firing right there. We are still adjusting to new software, a new system, and just a lot of new things going on, and things reset at the top of the hour in radio. That's kind of how it works sometimes, especially with this new broadcast equipment. So just bear with me as I scroll a little bit and I drag windows and I drop things here and there and just do all that fun stuff, and we'll try to get this all lined up for you. Again, we'll send it out to Tom for second half coverage in just about a minute, so hang tight for that. Thanks for listening on this Tuesday.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to Easton, Kansas. Second half of the ladies' game getting underway. It is a 28-20 lead for the home team, Pleasant Ridge, over Valley Falls. Welcome back, everybody, with Neil, our producer engineer in the studio. Neil, thanks so much for taking care of everybody at halftime. Well done. Tom Counts with you here courtside. It will be Valley Falls basketball. They've got a little hill to climb, trailing by 8 early here in the second half. Valley will work all the way around to the left side. Here's Michaela Yates with the ball. Michaela, the senior, offensive-minded player, backs in. Defense does a good job cutting her off, brings it back out on top again. Valley Falls down a couple of players. They are a small team here tonight. Yates with the back out on top. Little handoff back out to the point, and that's going to be Emma Montgomery. plays off the screen. The give and go into the lane. It's finished over to the right. Here's a three for Yates. Off the mark. And a rebound saved down by the Lady Rams. Here comes Pleasant Ridge, your first possession of the second half. Outlet down the right side to Ernston. They'll reach in, tie it up. Yes, they do. And possession arrow will come back to Ridge. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Still 28-20 our halftime score. It will be Gabby Watkins putting it in play down at the baseline. Gabby looking in, trying to find somebody, still looking, and finally breaks it off on top. The three is launched immediately, and it's off the mark. And the rebound is going to be chased in. Run down to the backcourt, being paddled for back in the backcourt. Valley brings it up, still having to get back across the timeline. There they do. Get it to Watkins. Third quarter has not been a lot of points. Matter of fact, third quarter has been no points. We're 2 minutes in. The driver down to the baseline, the dish across, the shot blocked, and the ball pulled back down again. Ernston shoots and misses, and this time the rebound is going to go out of bounds, and it is Pleasant Ridge basketball. They're going to keep it alive at their offensive end. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Still no one has put a point on a board in the second half. It comes in over to the right side. Gabby Watkins feeds it outside to block to Ernston. She stumbles, but is able to get the pass away, and now they're going to say that stumble was the result of a foul, and Rick comes over here and lets us know that the whistle's going to be on Sierra Steinlich. And Sierra, as quickly as that, picks up her third foul of the game. She has seen some limited PT tonight, having been in some foul trouble early on. Here's a three-pointer for the baseline left. It is short for the long rebound down again to Bella Major. She took the shot, missed it, got her own rebound, and kicks it out on top to Gabby Watkins. Pleasant Ridge for the basketball, 5.5 minutes to play, and the scoreless third quarter. Rams back over to the right side. They'll feed in the lane, and another foul. They're going to say push from behind, and the official's going to take his time, gets out here, and lets us know it's on Lillian Darvo. Darvo is whistled for her second foul. Coach Hale's on her feet asking, what did she do? The official has no remark. Here's a chop to the outside, missing, and a rebound down to Valley Falls. Lauren Brown coming up with the basketball, pulls down the rebound, now brings up the quarter over the left-hand dribble. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Still no one has put a point on the board since halftime. The drive all the way across, the dish into the edge, the kick back out on top. Working around the perimeter goes Valley Falls. They're looking for the back door, no room there. Comes back over to the left side of Montgomery. She'll start to drive in, backs it away, comes over to the Darvo. Now to the edge, it's Yates. Inside, 5 minutes of play in the third. Yates will attack at the baseline, drives across, kicks it over to the edge. The set shot for three, very wide to the right side. Offensive rebound is going to be stripped away, lost on the floor, and taken away by the Rams. 4:40 to go in the third. Game moving quickly. Points not coming quickly. No one has scored yet in the second half. Skip pass over to the left side, Pleasant Ridge. Beautiful backdoor pass missed. But now from the outside, here's a three off the mark. And an offensive rebound, horsed up and in, and there's your first bucket of the second half. It belongs to Avi Nooch, her first point tonight. It is now 30-20, and the first double-digit lead for either team belongs to Pleasant Ridge. And we've got 4:10 to play in the half, and we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Taking a break with Coach Hale, coming here 4 minutes and 9 seconds ago in the third quarter. And again, it's Pleasant Ridge 30, Valley Falls 20.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you here in Easton. Good to have you along here on CARE Radio. Backup court coming out of the timeout. Valley Falls drives into the lane, dishes the left side. Michaela goes three, short, rebound, pulled down by Pleasant Ridge. Here come the Lady Rams. Rams will have it on the right side here. all the way to the baseline. They start to drive into the lane. There's no room saved from going out of bounds down there, though, and Ridge will bring it back out on top. That's going to be Katie Heim in the game. Back over to the left side, Ollie Nooch. Nooch brings it off on top, puts it in the hands of Maddie Heim, and we're going to have another foul called. We've got one official who really does not put up with much contact. Going to be two fouls by Michaela Yates. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. The ball fed to the middle, batted away, saved by Ridge. The three from the top, too strong, and a long rebound is going to be brought down by Yates. She'll drive, goes in, coast to coast, shoots, missed it. Rebound, pulled back down by Ridge. Lady Rams coming up with the basketball, and we're just over 3 minutes to go in the third. They'll feed it over to the left side. Nooch had it passed up on the three. Swings it back out on top. Goes there to Katie Heim. Heim will go three. No. Rebound tipped out, and Heim is going to bring it back down, then traveled with the basketball. Started to go up with the shot. Changed her mind. Pulled it back down. Ended up with a bit of a bunny hop. And for Valley Falls, you're going to get Renee Myers and Peyton Lockhart coming into the game, and checking in this evening for the very first time for Coach Hale, you're going to see Caitlin Yates. Caitlin Yates, a sophomore. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. This quarter is a 2-0 quarter. 2 points for Pleasant Ridge. Valley has yet to score, and we're over 5 minutes in. Ball down to the right side. Valley Falls with a basketball. They come off on top. Look into the middle, and the pass is going to be punched out of bounds. That thing wasn't slapped. That thing was punched and knocked out of play. Basically right out of the hands of Peyton Lockhart. Putting it in play for the far side is going to be the sophomore for Valley Falls. That's Caitlin Yates. She'll bring it in into the backcourt to Renee Myers, who comes up the court, changing hands with the dribble, changes directions. We're going to get Snooch. Dumps it over to the right side. Lillian Darbo starts in, brings it back on top. Three-point shot up short. Rebounded down on the fly by Avi Nooch. Nooch brings it up. Dumps it over to the left side, earns it. Kicks it back over to the edge. Here's a three. Put forward and rolls around and goes in. For Pleasant Ridge, Riley Cox will have her first points, and it's now 33-20. 2:11 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls looking to break the ice. Have not scored yet in the second half. And now in little trouble, they try the give and go into a ton of traffic, falling away. The shot is up, missing badly, and rebounding it back down. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. 1:50 to go in the third. Ridge will bring it up, swing it over to the right side. That's going to be Katie Heim with it. Comes back up on top. Now they'll go back door. The pass is going to be slapped away, knocked free, and Renee Myers got a hand on it. And now as it comes up the court, you have two players go to the hardwood, locked up on the basketball, and jump ball called possession back to Valley Falls. Back into the game for Pleasant Ridge, Gabby Watkins. And in for the first time, I think, in the second half is Kelsey Coe. 33-20 is a Pleasant Ridge lead. Here with 1:40 to play in the third quarter. Officials have a little powwow, and I think they've got everything lined up. Here we go. Valley with the basketball over to the right side. Looks to the middle. They'll come back off on top. It's going to be Caitlin Yates with it. Goes over to the right side. Valley moving the ball. Moving pretty well. Just not getting any really good looks. The defense has done a nice job. Now driving in. We're going to get a whistle. There's your foul. And free throws coming up here for Valley Falls. The foul is going to be on Pleasant Ridge, the first of the game for Emma Murphy. First foul of the second half called against Pleasant Ridge. Valley Falls at the free throw line here. The shot? No. That is Peyton Lockhart at the free throw line. Gabby Watkins coming back out again. After a huge quarter in the second quarter, Gabby's played very limited about here in the third. Valley Falls still looking for the first point of the second half, and they will not get it. Rebound rolling around is going to be slapped away, lost out of play, and it will be, let's see which way is it going to go. It's going to be Valley Falls basketball. 1:17 to go in the third. 33-20. Valley's going to bring it in. Put it in the hands of Caitlin Yates. Back on top. Here's a three. No. Rebound. Tied up. Struggle for the basketball. Results in a jump. This time it's going to go to Pleasant Ridge. 1:07 to go in the third quarter. Up the floor with it. Here come the Rams. They'll work it up over to the right side. In the game now for Ridge is Kelsey. Coe will work it out on top. Little look away pass to the right block. The dish returns to the corner. Around the outside they come. The pass out on top nearly lost, but Bradley Cox is able to go back and recover it. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. The drive all the way down to the baseline. Brought back out on top to Riley. She'll get it to Kelsey. Dumps it over to the right edge. Into the hands there, Katie Heim. And now her pass in the middle is going to be stolen away. Coming up with the steal of the basketball. Here comes Renee Myers, and here comes Valley Falls. Coast to coast. Driving shot. Rims out. Will not go in. The lid is just locked tight against Valley Falls here in the third quarter. 20 seconds left in the third. Valley has not gotten a point in the third quarter, and Pleasant Ridge hasn't done a lot better. They've got 5. Now the ball stolen. Here's a jailbreak to the other end. The shot won't go in. Rebound. Back up with it, Ridge. 2 seconds. 1 second. The shot at the buzzer. Good! Knocking it down, Emma Murphy. And we've come to the end of the third quarter. We go to the fourth here in Easton, Kansas. Now Pleasant Ridge, 35. Valley Falls, 20.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
We can summarize the points in the third quarter pretty quickly as Riley Cox hit a 3. Avi Nooch hit a 2. The only points of the game for either of those two players. And if you remember the scoring at the end of the second quarter, it's now the same scoring at the end of the third with those two exceptions. 35-20. They're coming from everywhere to this game tonight. This is the place to be. We go to the fourth quarter of the ladies' game, and Valley Falls is going to be putting into play from the far side. Here they come. Valley with the ball and into the forecourt with it. Michaela Yates comes out on top. Steinle back to Yates. Michaela in, throws up a runner, short. Rebounding it back down, Pleasant Ridge. Ava Potter coming up with the basketball. Potter brings it down, dumps it over to the left side. Back out on top, Gabby. She goes 3. Rebound, back down with it comes Valley Falls. Peyton Lockhart clears down the rebound. Emma Montgomery bringing it up the floor. 1/2 minute gone in the fourth. 35-20, Pleasant Ridge with a commanding lead here in the early part of the fourth quarter. Crowd continuing to filter in. People from all around Jefferson County are here for this one tonight. And again, for the guys' game, doesn't get much bigger than this. We'll be talking about it as we move along, but two teams battling for the top spot and battling for playoff position. Here's a shot from the outside by Valley. No good. Nice offensive rebound. Kicked back out on top to Emma Montgomery. They'll dump it over to the right side. Lost for a moment, but Lauren Brown's able to go back and recover it. Pushes it off to Steinlich. Left side, Michaela. Yates looks into the middle. Yates goes 3. No. And a rebound down to Pleasant Ridge and Gabby Watkins. Gabby coming up with a rebound, and her outlet to the right side to Bella Major for 3. No, it was right on line, too. I thought that thing was going to go in, but Emma Montgomery will pull down the long rebound. 6.5 to play. Valley spins into the lane. Two-handed shot. There it is. Emma Montgomery breaks the ice. 35-22 with 6:20 to go in the game. Once again, Watkins brings it down, and the Rams, and probably wisely so, getting a little conservative, a little patient, now spinning at the baseline. The shot is up, and they think pretty badly. And the rebound lost out of play. He'll come back in again, too. The Lady Dragons. 6 minutes to go. Valley having some trouble with the full court pressure now. They'll get it across the timeline, dump it to the right side. Yates, defended very quickly by Ernston, has to pass into the middle, off the block, can't get the shot away, out on top. Here's a three, won't fall, rebound tipped out, and can she get to it in time? No, but it's going to be out of bounds off Pleasant Ridge. Emma Montgomery was chasing it, and just before it went out of bounds, she kind of froze and stopped, and I think she realized that maybe she could get it, maybe not, and she felt like it was coming back to her team, and it did. Here's a running shot in the lane, rims out, no, but two free throws coming up. Driving into the middle, a foul is going to be called on Bella Major. That is the second foul of the second half by Pleasant Ridge. We've seen very, very, very few fouls here in the second half. Emma Montgomery coming to the line. She's got those 5 points. She's got all the second half scoring for Valley, and that free throw short. One more shot coming up here for Emma. Long look at it. The right-hander puts it on its way and nails it. Half a dozen points tonight, Emma Montgomery. 35-23 at 5:35 to play. Bridge over to the right side. Ernston out on top. Watkins with a left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Dishes it left. Avi Nooch goes all the way to the left side of the lane. Brings it back across to the right to Major. Pushes it off on top. Watkins drives in. Missed the shot. Rebound tipped out. Out of play. They're going to say it is Valley Falls basketball. 5:15 left in the game as Valley brings it up the floor into the forecourt. It's going to be Lauren Brown this time. Lauren lobs it into the left edge. Montgomery works toward the top. Goes way up high to Peyton Lockhart. Back it'll come to Brown. Lockhart off the right block. Shoots too hard. Rebound cleared down by Valley Falls and, or rather by Pleasant Ridge. Valley Falls tries to steal it, can't. Now the pass in the middle is batted around. Saved. The three, airborne. Nope. And the rebound. Again, bodies all over the place. And they're going to say it's going to be saved down by Pleasant Ridge. And then as they throw it to the point, it gets away and goes into the backcourt. It's over and back. 4.5 minutes to go. 35-23. Pleasant Ridge with the ball in the lead. This game was tied at 14. In the early part of the second quarter. The feed into the lane. The shot off the window. Rebounding it down. Here come the Rams. And with the board, Avi Nooch comes up court. Nooch to Watkins. She wanted to take that driving three. Moving forward, a little inertia helps get that ball all the way in there. Back it comes Ernston. Spins, pivots, brings it out on top. And this one is going to be lost. Picked up on the run. Driving down is going to be Michaela. She'll shoot and score, Michaela Yates. That is her 6th point of the game and her 1st point since the opening quarter. It is 35-25. With the clock moving quickly, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Gann in Pleasant Ridge. Taking a break with the Lady Rams. It's 3:51 to go in the game. Pleasant Ridge 35, Valley Falls 25.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Happy to have you with us with 3:51 to go in the ladies' game. Don't forget, guys coming up at the conclusion of this one, and wow, what a pair of games we have for you. Valley Falls, Pleasant Ridge. Interesting. Valley Falls, Pleasant Ridge, guys game. Here comes the ball, looking to get it in, looking, and the inbound pass is going to be batted away and stolen by Valley Falls. Back up with it. Here we go. Over to the right side. The three is launched. It's a little too short. and the rebound cleared away by the Rams. Here we go. Up the floor with it. Bounce over to the left side. Hand of the ball is going to be Gabby Watkins. Watkins kicks it down to the baseline. Riley Cox has it on the edge. Back out on top, it's going to come to Bella Major. Major goes right side, Watkins. And right now, Pleasant Ridge going to get a little patient. Now they'll feed it down low. The turnaround shot, nicely done. Pretty shot. Mia Ernston has 11. 37-25. And we've got 3 minutes to play. Back to the right side. Yates starts in, gives underneath, and now the pass is going to be lost. They're going to say it's out of bounds, and it's off Valley Falls. Valley's going to take Sierra Steinlich out of the game, and Darvo is going to come back in. So you got Peyton Lockhart, Michaela Yates, Lillian Darvo, Laura Brown, Emma Montgomery, I believe the five out there I see right now. 2:45 to go in the game. Ernston starts to drive into the lane, cut off defensively, brings it back off on top. And an offensive foul called against Pleasant Ridge and Riley Cox. The official on the near side says, can't use that forearm to clear out. We've got to go back the other way. 2:40 left. 37-25. Pleasant Ridge with the lead. They've had the lead most of the game. In fact, there was only one lead by Valley Falls. That was at 16-14 with 5:18 to go in the half. Other than that, Valley Falls is led. Now the pass in the middle, and we got a Ram foul. I'm suspecting it's on Emma. It is. Murphy will get her second foul of the game, and team foul 4 for Pleasant Ridge. Neither team is in any imminent danger of sending someone to the free throw line. 14 fouls for Pleasant Ridge, only 3 fouls in the second half by Valley Falls. Now Valley's going to bring it in over the left side to Darvo. It comes into the lane, and we'll get a travel call. No foul. And Montgomery thought there was a travel. And now we've got 2 officials, 2 different calls, and now the official from the far side is going to toddle over here. Okay, as long as they've got it figured out, everybody's going to be happy enough. They're going to give it back to Valley Falls. With the Rams leading it by a dozen and just over 2 minutes to play, it will be Dragon basketball. They'll shift around and have Lauren Brown do the inbound work now. I think she wants Michaela. She does. Yates, but no defender really close, is going to feed in off the block. They'll come back out on top. The 3 from the top left. Nope. And Watkins comes down with the rebound. They reach in, and on the tie-up, we will have a foul called on Lillian. Darvo's 3rd. She is the 2nd Valley Falls player to reach a 3-foul plateau. And with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go, leading by a dozen, the Rams have the ball back in. Full court pressure here by Valley Falls. Ernston has it, gets the outlet, cross the timeline easily down the right side. Katie Heim, she will drive and shoot and score. Katie has 3, and it's 39-25. And we've got a minute 50 left. Valley feeds down to the baseline. The ball is loose, and does it get away? Maybe. It's going to go out of bounds, they will say, to Pleasant Ridge. Valley Falls will use this opportunity to make another substitution or 2. Minute 46 left. Rams have the basketball, leading it by 14. The ball deep in the backcourt. Now they'll reach in and tie it up. Jump ball. Possession. Back to Pleasant Ridge once again. So they're going to have the ball back in. And once again, it'll be Gabby Watkins to do the inbound. Full court. Tight defense being applied here by Valley on this inbound play. They will lob it, break their press, kick to the right side. And that was an excellent and athletic play by Valley Falls' Renee Myers to just kind of lunge and get a fingertip on the ball, deflecting the outlet pass, knocking it away and out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Pleasant Ridge down at the baseline, but she was able to thwart that fast break. Minute and a half to go in the game. In it comes. The shot is up quickly. No. The follow shot is up quickly. Yes. That was a nice follow by Emma Murphy. And it's now 41-25. A minute 20 to play. Here's Michaela Yates, weaves into the lane, comes off on top, squaring up the threes, well short and wide to the left, and a little reach, a little foul, a little frustration. Foul is going to be on Emma Montgomery. It will be her third. Now three Valley Falls players with three fouls. Team fouls were even at five. It will be Rams basketball, and it's going to be coming and play in front of the Valley Falls bench with a minute 15 to go. Looking in, and to lob it into the backcourt. Valley Falls, going to bring it back up court. Lost, and now on the floor, and battled for. That's over and back? No, I guess it's not. Here we go. The driving shot is up, and good plus one. They were dribbling the ball around in front of their bench in the forecourt, threw it into the backcourt. The player grabbed it back there, took about two or three steps to get back to midcourt. He comes up, and I think everybody was so stunned, nobody calls the over and back. Remarkable. First foul of the game is going to be on Pleasant Ridge. Pleasant Ridge player Carly Ann McAvoy. The bucket good, the free throw good, and a three-point play there for Michaela Yates. So it's 41-28, and we've got a minute to go. Skip pass comes out on top. The drive in, lots of contact bodies on the floor, and we're going to see which way this is going to go. Foul is going to be on Valley Falls. I think, okay, they're going to call it on Emma Montgomery. Here's a baseline shot off the inbound play by Pleasant Ridge. No good. 45 seconds of play, 41-28. Pleasant Ridge going to pick up their ninth win of the season, go to 9-9, and now drive it across to the baseline. Stepping on the line, Gates will turn it back over to the Rams. 40 seconds left. As quickly as the ball comes in play, we're going to get a quick foul. And that will be team foul 7, which will take us to the other end of the floor where we're going to see a 1-plus underway for Pleasant Ridge. That is going to be the first foul. You're keeping track at home for Warren Brown. And the front half is up. Kelsey Coe hits it high off the square. Harem's down through the rim and good. So Kelsey will have her first point of the game. Kelsey is sophomore for Pleasant Ridge. Second one will not go in. And it is now 42-28. Half a minute to go. A three on the other end for Valley. Rebound. Saved down at the baseline. They'll dish it on top. Michaela steps into the lane. Drives. Shoots. Gets it. Michaela Yates with a couple of more points. 42-30. We've got a timeout. Yeah. Valley taking the timeout. We've got 20 seconds to play in the game. Neil, let's just do it. What do you say? Your score here in Eastern Kansas. Pleasant Ridge 42, Valley Falls 30.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Good to have you back with us here in Easton, Kansas. Pleasant Ridge, with 20 seconds to go, has a 12-point lead. And they're going to be putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. Rams looking in. They'll kick it in over to the left side. Bringing it up the floor. Kelsey Coe drives left. Lobs it down to the baseline. Does a little too much steam on that one. Probably enhanced by her running down the court and that additional inertia on the ball. It flies out of bounds. And back up with it will come Michaela Yates. She will drive and dish, and the three is too strong. And a rebound again to Kelsey. And do we have a foul called here with 7 seconds? Yeah. So we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. The official down here on the left side is going to call that foul. 7 seconds to go with a 12-point game, and Kelsey Cove coming to the line is going to be the second foul for Renee Myers. Kelsey's one of two at the line tonight. Eyes it, and again off the square and good. Now, I wasn't sure if she was using the backboard intentionally or not the last time up because her second shot hit just inside the rim and kicked away. So we'll see how this fourth free throw goes. It does use the backboard and it goes in. That is the style that Kelsey Coe uses. How about that? 44-30. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, the baseline runner at the buzzer, and that's it. Final score tonight. The Pleasant Ridge Lady Rams 44, Valley Falls 30. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on KARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Back with you here in Easton, Kansas. Ladies, game of the book. Good. It was a nice win for Pleasant Ridge tonight, 44-30. Recap of the scoring for you. First of all, four. The Lady Dragons, double-figure scoring four. Michaela Yates with 11. Eight for Lillian Darvo and a half a dozen for Emma Montgomery. They were followed then by Peyton Lockhart with 3 and 2 for Renee Myers. What really, really ruined it for Valley Falls, a third quarter in which they went scoreless. For Pleasant Ridge, double-digit scoring for Gabby Watkins with 13, and your Bank of Atchison player of the game, Mia Ernst. She had 11-8 in the opening quarter as she was red hot early and helped the team to establish that early lead. It drops off quite a bit, but the balance scoring at the bottom of the scoring list, Emma Murphy, 4, Katie Heim, 3, Kelsey Coe, 3, Riley Cox, 3, Ava Potter with 3, and the two apiece for Avi Nooch and Maddie Hine. Valley Falls now 6-8, 7-11 in the conference. Pleasant Ridge is 7-7 and 9-9 on the year. Take a little breather. Don't go far. The guys' teams are out of the court warm. We'll be back with a game that pits the two top teams in the Northeast Kansas League against one another. And this should be a dandy. We'll be back with that, but again, the final score in the ladies' game. Pleasant Ridge 44, Valley Falls 30. We're kicking it back for just about 10 minutes to Neil. He's in the KARE Radio Sports Studio.